Add some tea and add some tech. You got tea tech.
Hey, what's up, Nation CFM here. Hey, you're back with me, TP. So I've been playing this game for quite some time now, and it's something similar to Pokemon. It's called Legendary Trainer, and it's more of an idle game, right? You collect tickets which can be used to get Pokemons. Yes, there are Pokemons inside, and then you fight and complete quests, and you just, you know, keep on going. It's like a loop. It's like most games, you know, there are PvP arenas, Battle Tower, and also, like in Pokemon, they have added the Safari Zone too. The characters' graphics are drawn similar to Pokemon, so you can rest assured that no Pokemon is butchered, alright? I recommend you to play this during meetings or waiting time, because if you spend too much time on it, you're actually gonna get bored and tired of it and run out of things to do. TFM.
And the secret ingredient for the best show is...
T-Tac!
Hey, what's up, Night Show and CFM here. It's your boy TP here. Next game is called QS Watermelon Monkey. I don't know why is there a monkey in the name, but just go along with the flow, alright? This is a rather cute game. You have to match similar fruits to make bigger fruits, if that makes sense. So the goal is to make as many as watermelon as you can, because watermelon has the highest score, and the more you score, well, the more score you beat other people around the world. And to give you a basic idea, right, so you start off with 2 blueberries. It's kind of like Tetris. You know how Tetris, they have different puzzles or different pieces coming in? It's the same. So 2 blueberries will become 1 apple, 2 apples make 1 banana, 2 bananas make 1 cantaloupe, and it goes on until eventually, like, gonna become 1 watermelon. And then for that watermelon, if you can get a lot of inside that box, then you win. But if your box gets too full and then the fruits kind of like get annoyed and they can't seem to get it anymore, like constipated phase, then the game is over for you. It's quite chill until you get frustrated because you're trying to make 2 watermelons but you're stuck. I'd say you should give it a try. Once again, the game name is called QS Watermelon Monkey. TFM.
Gamers and techies, T-Tech is all you need.
Hey, what's up, Night Show TFM here. Hey, it's TP here. One more game that I've been playing lately is called Dragon Air. The game has a dungeon and dragons vibe, which is very unique, and the gameplay and the user interface is very special as well. You get to walk around, like in a dungeon, face enemies, and then at some point of the gameplay, right, you get to interact and actually fight NPCs, or you can actually, you know, send some presents to the NPCs so that they can help you to complete your quest easier. And of course, you have to do all this determined by the dice thrown, so you either win or lose in a fight because of the numbers on the dice. Like I said, it's got the Dungeons and Dragons vibe, but because of the addition of these dice mechanics, it is something that is a little bit more fresh and new as well. The game also allows players to choose and customize their own characters. Like for me, I chose the Lizard Tribe, and you can change your personality. Like you want them to be smarter so that they can, you know, talk easier, or you want them to have a better strength to fight. You know, it depends on you. I say go try out Dragon Air. Always with you.